Welcome to Building Bridges Beyond Butte County, a program of KZFR's Chico Speaks Initiative. My name is Faye Pillay, and on this episode, we will be discussing food justice, land, and self-sufficiency with Mr. Lewis. Hey, it's Faye. Today I'm here with Mr. Lewis. He's from Sacramento, and get ready because today we'll be talking about quite a variety of things. He's a gardener, musician, clothing designer, entrepreneur, but most of all, a father of six. He has a lot to offer to the community with his skills and talents, which gives us a lot to chat about today. All right, say hi to our listeners, Mr. Lewis.
Peace. What's good with the family? How y'all doing? I know y'all doing good.
Yeah, we're doing good. I'm really happy that you decided to come on our podcast today. How's your day been going?
My day's been pretty good. You know, just been running around with the children, working on a garden box, chilling.
Yeah, I get it too. Well, I'm glad that you've been spending your day with your children. Sounds like a nice day.
Definitely. Yes.
All right. Do you wanna get into the questions?
We definitely can.
All right, cool. All right, let's go with the first one. Your work connects music, film, clothing, carpentry, and agriculture. What inspired you to combine all these creative paths into one mission?
Just my lifestyle, becoming vegan, you know, wanting to, you know, grow food because I figured that, you know, these are the things that I'm now eating. So it's like, okay, well, man, let me start growing food. And, you know, growing up, there was this guy in fifth grade who built a clubhouse in my backyard. So, you know, that also, you know, came back up in my life again when I started to grow food and eat healthy. So, you know, just it, all of these things just being a part of my life and a part of my journey has made me want to talk about it all and just make it just my everything, my life, to be honest with you, my whole lifestyle.
Yeah, I totally get that. Like I've had like a lot of people in my life like introduce me to things, for example, and I don't know, then I really fall in love with it, even if it's not something that I would necessarily think to start doing myself, you know.
Right.
Like I've started skating more because I have friends that skate, or
right.
I don't know, like this podcast stuff. I never saw myself doing a podcast, but okay. It's become a big part of my life now because I've had people to encourage me and push me to try new things. So yeah, it's right. Really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the second question. You talk about rebuild the culture for young people listening. What does rebuilding culture actually mean?
Rebuilding the culture is getting your family where you are, realizing where you are, knowing where you want to go, and, you know, also just knowing the healthy things that we need, and, you know, learning from the ancestors and, you know, taking that information and just building, you know, rebuilding what is broken in your life, in your culture, you know, and doing things that are beneficial for you, you know, all the way around, you know, when it comes to culture, from what you're believing in, what you're eating, you know, the music you're listening to, the jobs that you're, that you have, and the skills and things that you're passing down in your family, you know what I mean? Just identity, you know, just having an identity of who you are, and being purposeful with that identity and your culture. So that's what rebuilding the culture is.
I totally agree. I feel like a lot of, like, nowadays, a lot of people don't do things with intention. You know what I mean? And
right.
I think that a lot of us are mindless consumers. And I think to rebuild culture, we should be actively participating in, I don't know, like traditional cultural things like music, or I don't know, just art in general, or like, you know, like you said, gardening, being with community.
Right,
and I feel
right.
like we've lost a lot of that nowadays. So I really like appreciate your work and your like involvement in the community, because I think it really helps rebuild culture.
Definitely. Thank you.
Of course. All right. Let's see. A big part of your work focuses on food justice. Why do you believe access to healthy food is an important issue for young people and their communities?
Access to healthy food is super important because it is our way of thinking. You know, it's our way of staying healthy, you know, operating in our higher selves. And I feel like when you have access to healthy food and you want to eat healthy and you're thinking healthy, you know, you start moving other things in your life in that same manner. And, you know, you start wanting to support more healthier things. You know, you might, you want to support more people who are doing healthier things. So I feel like, yes, just having access to healthy food gives you that mindset. And, you know, being young and having that mindset of, you know, already knowing what's good for you, what's not good for you, and where to get what's good for you is very important to where you're going to be at in your life, in your future. You know, it's a great start to having a healthier future, a healthier mindset when it comes to everything in your life. You know, like when I started to eat healthier and think about eating healthier, like it made me look at, like I said, everything that I was doing. It's like, you know, I want to make sure that I'm listening to things that are healthy. I want to make sure that I'm even putting healthier products on my skin, you know, and all of my toiletries, you know, I start making those more healthier. And yeah, so just all of those things, I just feel like when you have the mindset for healthy things and a healthier lifestyle, it just allows you and it opens up your mind to that. So, you know, being young and having that mindset is great.
Yeah, I agree. I think healthier food is a great start to a healthier lifestyle. And like in general, it really affects your mind, body, and soul. I know that when I eat better, I feel more motivated and I feel less tired and more ready to tackle the things that I need to do in a day. Kids nowadays, or just even adults, people in general, they eat a lot of processed foods because it's quicker and easier, and we don't have a lot of time anymore. Everyone's in a rush to get stuff done and do everything. So when I'm at home, right, like I'm not quite in control of my diet. I would love to find ways to like tackle that issue. And I think that I totally agree that healthy food is very important.
Even asking, you know what I mean? You might not be able to buy all of the, you know, healthiest things, but you know, sometimes parents be like, it's what you want to eat, you know? Mm-hmm. I always ask my children that, like, I'm always asking them what they want to eat for dinner and things like that. But, you know, just asking and recommending healthier things is a good start as well, too. So
absolutely. I definitely try to. More young people should try to. I just think that it's a skill. To an extent, nowadays it's a skill because, like, a lot of people, they don't eat very healthy anymore and stuff like that. Right. And it's like, developing that mindset of like, oh, eating healthier food means like a healthier mind and body and stuff like that is like something you really have to develop because we're so Definitely. Used to the processed. If a young person lives in a place where healthy food is hard to find, what are some simple ways they can start taking control of their food and nutrition?
They can, you know, grow a little something on their patio in the window or go to your local farmer's market. Doing those types of things, I think will definitely help, you know, young people have access to healthy foods if they don't have it. Yeah, if they don't have access to it straight off the bat, you know, like in places that they usually go to, then yeah, definitely growing some food, growing some lettuce, you know, growing something simple will be a great start, or going to your local farmer's market or a farmer.
I know I really want to learn how to grow some like fruits and vegetables and stuff like that, because I would imagine that would make eating healthier a lot more convenient. You know what I mean? And
Definitely.
Like, I feel like another good thing is just like, yeah, as you said, like connect with people that garden or like, you know, the like farmers markets and stuff like that. I have a neighbor that grows food, and I know that I want to talk to her more because I could probably trade some stuff because I don't have much money, but
right.
She's very open to like trading things and stuff like that for anything that she's growing, like lettuce, you know, veggies just in general to make life a bit easier.
Right, definitely.
How does growing food or working with the land help people reconnect with culture and community?
Growing food helps you connect back to community and culture in many different ways, from, you know, just learning how to grow and learning where, you know, it came from. And also, you know, just growing food and being with the land allows you to now, like you said, like, you know, when your neighbor is doing it. So if I'm growing food, you know, I can give food to my neighbors, or if I know somebody who's growing food, I can get food from them. So, you know, that's how it connects us in the community. And, you know, culturally, when you learn about, you know, why people are growing food and, you know, where the mindset of this came from, you know, it just helps you connect back to your culture, you know, knowing, you know, some farmers, you know, knowing Black farmers and, you know, just people who just grew food in general, you know, and all of that types of stuff like that. Yeah, I definitely feel like growing food will connect you back to your inner self, you know, your natural self. You know, it'll connect you back to the land of wanting land. You know, when I feel like when you want to grow food, you want land. So that connects you back to the land, you know, instead of not having a mindset of growing food and you're just like consume, you know, just, or you're just going to go get it from wherever. You don't care to have land. Yeah. Just having a mindset to grow food opens you up to that. You know, it'll make you think about some acres of land and having fruit trees and, you know, thinking about doing this for your future, you know, family, or thinking about the past family, you know, if they grew food and why, or, you know, so all of those good things like that, you know. So just, yeah, just having a mindset to grow is everything, I think, you know. Yeah. My dad actually used to, still, you know, he grows food. He's been growing things my whole life. And you know, it's just something I've always seen. So even though he didn't explain it much to me as far as like why I should be growing food and the importance and things like that, just seeing it still made me think about wanting to grow, you know.
But yeah, it really does. Like, agriculture has a history, and history is a part of culture for sure. And it's important to learn about. And I think that more people should be wanting to grow food to build community, because I feel like a lot of us, we rely on these big corporations to provide our food. And I think it gives us more of a connection with other people and our food when your community, or you are the one growing it and trading for it, bartering for it, having an economy locally instead of supporting these big businesses. It's definitely really important to support local farmers.
Yeah, definitely. You know, wanting my children to be building as well, seeing that I'm doing it. Because I, like I said, I want all my children to have skills. That's one thing for surely. I see it as our ABCs of life, like learning how to build, grow food, you know, all the essential things that we need for ourselves. I feel like it's our duty to be able to take care of that for ourselves. Like, I feel like that's our purpose, just like the animal's purpose is to do that. I feel like that's our purpose as well. And we kind of have given our power away and learned this, you know, this culture of, like you were saying earlier, just consuming and having somebody else do it for you. And, you know, I think that has weakened us, you know, and it has made us rely on people who don't actually care about us, and, you know, or they'll do the bare minimum, you know. And it's like, you know, we're able to go above and beyond for ourselves and think about things in a whole different way. Like, you know, we look at certain things as the standard because, you know, that's what we're so used to. Even when it comes to a house, it's like, you know, sinks are this low. And it's like, for all this time bending all over trying to, you know, you're not six no more. You got to do this to put your head under the, you know, to get some water in the sink when you're brushing your teeth. But you know, when you build in, you can like, oh, well, I'm gonna make my sink tall enough so I don't have to do all that, you know, or I'm gonna make my toilet a certain way that fits me. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you just start, you're able to create a new standard for yourself, you know? And yeah, you don't have to just keep on going based off of like how everything else is out here. So.
Okay, we'll move on to question six. As a rapper and musician, how do you use hip hop as a tool to teach, inspire, or rebuild culture?
You know, just by putting what I'm learning from the elders, what I'm learning from, you know, the past, the ancestors, and just from great people in my life today, you know, like Emmanuel, and, you know, Canoke, who I learned how to grow food from out here, and Brother Raw, who has shown me, you know, how to renovate homes, and my brother Joshua, and just what I've learned from just my journey with my children, my children's moms. You know, I'm just putting all of this in my music, you know, and always thinking about how I can benefit myself and learning from the things that I've been through and just applying it to my music, helping me reflect and stay true to myself about who I am, where I'm going, and how I'm going to get there. So, yes.
Music like that is very important, you know, spreading your experiences and also like your emotions as well. Even the beat can really convey the emotion that you're trying to put into the song. And right. like that can really speak to someone or uplift someone. Maybe someone's relating to your situation or like your experiences and the experiences you're putting into the lyrics. Give someone like an epiphany or a new outlook on their own situation, you know? And I think that music is just really, really important for people in general to express themselves, but also I feel like a lot of people listen to music when they're taking the time to like really feel something out or think about something deeply. And that is why putting good messages into your songs is so important.
Helping shift the moods, you know, for a better mood, and continue to spread the message of, you know, health, love, happiness, and, you know, yeah, just nature, you know, growing food and all those good things.
Mm-hmm. It really uplifts us and it regulates us. In fun fact, music and dancing regulates our nervous systems. It makes us feel better in general. Right. And it's such music in general is such an ancient form of art, something that we've been doing since the beginning of time. And I think that it's really important for us to be able to just even connect in general. Your clothing designs, God Mode and Goddess Mode, represent culture as well. How can fashion be used as a way for young people to express identity, pride from and where they come from?
Fashion can be used just where you're coming from, just by just what you're wearing. You know what I mean? Like, I know we spoke about this last time as far as where I'm from, like, if you were wearing a certain color, you know, people, they assume that you are part of a certain yang. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you wearing that color. Oh, you with them, or you wearing that color, you with them. And, you know, it's the same thing even with cultural wear, you know, so you wearing dashikis, you know, people assume that you're African and, you know, or you're the African diaspora in some sort. And, you know, even with other cultures, you know, depending on what they're wearing, you know, you could look at them and be like, okay, that's from that culture, you know, or, you know, like I like to wear copper and things on my hands and in my hair, things like that, you know, by doing stuff like that. And even with my God Mode sign, you know, I think even with my hair in general, you know, my necklace and things like that, people see certain things and they, you know, can assume that, you know, I'm into natural wear. You know, I like my hair to be as natural as I can have it. And yeah, you know, our fashion, it speaks that, it reflects that. So, you know, yeah, that's how I think that fashion, you know, kind of tells a story for us about who we are and what's on our minds, really.
But also, I feel like traditional clothes really, clothing in general really says a lot about a person and can really express who they are. And I think that young people should be experimenting with traditional clothing and clothing from like where they're from and stuff like that. I know that when I, like, you know, was getting a bit more into, like, my Indian culture and kind of looking some stuff up about that, I found the clothing very interesting, and I found it very, like, pretty because of, like, how maximalistic it was and how there was a lot of different colors and cool things to express yourself. And I think that clothing in general really helps you connect with culture like that, or just, like, even, like, express yourself to really get, like, show people your views or who you are, or what you're doing. Like, you can put a lot into an outfit or accessories to tell people who you are.
Yeah.
But all right. Definitely. You're also a filmmaker and producer. Why is it important for young people to create their own media and tell their own stories?
It's important to tell our own stories so that, you know, it's from us, you know. It's for us, by us, you know. Definitely. So, you know, just getting your truth out and not having somebody else tell your truth for you. You know, they might not explain it the way that, you know, it happened, or they might add some things to it that they think. So, you know, being able to express that and show that, you know, and create that emotion through what we are going through and being able to visually get that across to people, I think it helps, you know, connect us even more. You know, it helps to motivate people, you know, to do, you know, what it is that we're doing. So I think being able to, even as, you know, put my children in my videos and things like that, you know, they're able to see themselves grow up, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm able to see them grow up as well too. It's like, I have parts of my past still with me, you know, they'll still have parts of, you know, their past with them. It's like a, you know, a photo book, but video style, you know? So there's a lot of different just ways that we can capture the moment that we have and that we're in, and, you know, just the mindsets that we're in at this time, and sharing it, and then being able to, you know, even hold ourselves accountable for what it is that we're expressing and doing at the moment, you know what I mean? And just building off of that, you know? So sometimes, you know, even like I get to look back and say, man, I remember when I thought like that, you know, I don't even think the same way that I used to, you know, 2 years ago. But yeah, just all of those different things, like being able, like I said, to share your truth, to learn from yourself, to see yourself, to reflect and think about, you know, the things that you're going through and what's going on in our lives, I think is an important thing for us to be able to share with young people and just people in the community in general.
Absolutely. Everyone has their own unique story. And I feel like a lot of people nowadays, they feel like maybe their lives are boring or everything is mundane and they don't have anything to share with people. But everyone has their own story and their own things to express. And I think that creating really helps you look inside yourself, and you can create something really special that connects with other people that understand you or relate to you in ways. And I think it's really important to produce and not just consume.
Definitely.
You also work with your hands as a carpenter and builder. What lessons from building physical things apply to building stronger communities?
You know, one thing that I feel is a good lesson to in carpentry that I feel like, you know, can apply to the community as well is just showing up, you know, just showing up to actually put in the work to build something, you know, is definitely something that is transferable to, you know, building the community. You know, just showing up, working on something, knowing that things need to be improved, or, you know, we need to build something new, you know, just being focused, you know, being focused on the project at hand, and, you know, even sometimes just having to figure it out, you know, because you didn't know that something was going to come up. And it's like, man, I wasn't expecting that. Let me be creative and fix this problem that I have and move on from that. So those are things that I definitely feel like, you know, when I'm building and I get something completed and just want to do something new, all of those types of skills and thinking, it just helps me in my real life. I feel like I can do the same thing. Like I can always creatively think how to fix an issue that's going on in my life. Always thinking to do that, you know? And yeah, just like I said, just showing up, working hard. Yeah, definitely, you know, wanting my children to be building as well, seeing that I'm doing it. Because, I want all my children to have skills. That's one thing for surely. I see it as our ABCs of life, like learning how to build, grow food, you know, all the essential things that we need for ourselves. I feel like it's our duty to be able to take care of that for ourselves. Like, I feel like that's our purpose, just like the animal's purpose is to do that. I feel like that's our purpose as well. And we kind of have given our power away and learned this, you know, this culture of, like you were saying earlier, just consuming and having somebody else do it for you. And, you know, I think that has weakened us, you know, and it has made us rely on people who don't actually care about us and, you know, or they'll do the bare minimum, you know, and it's like, you know, we're able to go above and beyond for ourselves and think about things in a whole different way. Like, you know, we look at certain things as the standard because, you know, that's what we're so used to even.
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of those things that you listed are some of the things that are utmost important right. for youth nowadays to be learning and to stay creative and to stay like learning helpful stuff for their communities and for their children and for like, you know, their families, you know what I right. mean? So
even to pottery, you know, and art and music, you know, all of those things are important. And they all have its way of healing us and, moving us forward. So you can find me on Instagram at MSTERLEWIS. And then the same thing on YouTube and everywhere else, you know, MSTERLEWIS. You know, you can look me up on YouTube and find all my videos and just Google my name and you'll probably find everything else from all my other pages. And my website is rebuildingtheculture.com, just spelled out regularly. And you can see my merch that I have on there and just some other things that I've been pushing as well.
It was great talking to you, Mr. Lewis. I really appreciate your contribution to our podcast.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
You did a really good job. This program has been made possible by funds from the City of Chico Arts Commission, the California Arts Council, Game Amp Play, and by KZFR 90.1 FM. Extended episodes can be found on the Game Amp Play Patreon or on our website, gameamp.org, spelled GAMEAMP.ORG. No.
supporting human conditions, not free market propaganda and corrupt.